On the telephone, the mistress said they were looking forward awfully to the night, and Claire heard herself substantiate the invitation by saying she had simply rung up to remind them. She thought of asking another man to give a complexion of decency to the evening, but the only three unattached men she could think of had been lovers of hers, and she could not call on them. It seemed pathetic. "Damn," she said, irritated by many things, but mainly by the fact that she was going through one of those bleak, loveless patches that come in everyone's life, but, she imagined, came more frequently the older one got. She was 28. Soon she would be 30. Withering. When Claire returned, she found her mother holding a hand mirror up to get a back view of a ridiculous hat which she had tried on. It resembled the shiny straw she wore for her trip, except that it was more ornamental.